This is your East Carolina Radio News. I'm Mark Jerkowitz, publisher of the Outer Banks Sentinel. This week, the Star Center, alongside Nest and the National Park Service, released 9 rehabilitated sea turtles at the Coquita Beach Public Access at the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. 8 of the turtles have been suffering from cold stunning. The 9th suffered injuries sustained from a shark bite. And the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries and the NC Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding the public to be on guard for private online sites that appear to be selling state fishing licenses. The commission's website at ncwildlife.org is the only place online to purchase a state recreational fishing license. And a new report released by the Union of Concerned Scientists on the issue of sea level rise says that more than 15,000 homes in the state will be chronically flooded in 30 years. But by the year 2045, the report adds about 2,000 homes in Nagshead and Hatteras can expect flooding every other week. For more news, log on to obsentinel.com.